Welcome to NLP Therapies. With your host, Dave Charlton. Dave is a fully qualified and certified NLP therapist, here to guide and help you through your journey of life, no matter what your background or issues you're going through. We are sure these podcasts will help you and make you smile on along the way. Let's get started.
Welcome to NLP Therapies. So yeah, we returned again, just as promised. What we were touching base on the last podcast, if you missed it, I'll fill you in very quickly. It was about being honest with yourself and about being in a present moment, which when you're within the present moment, everything you notice and feel, if you're honest with yourself, are things you need to face. And that's why we escape. We escape into the future, or we escape into the past, or we keep ourselves busy. And nothing ever really gets resolved. It just kind of stays there until kind of we jump back into that present moment again. You usually find this when you're tired, you'll jump into the present moment. That's a natural thing for you to do. So, how do we bring ourselves into the present moment and deal with things in the present moment? Some of you may be asking. So that's what we're going to cover in this podcast today. We're going to go through some techniques where you can bring yourself into the present moment. We're so busy in all our lives. We are constantly on the go. We're always doing stuff. We never stop. One of my favorite questions I ask clients is, when did you last, and I want you guys to think about this too right now, just pause for a moment if you can. Not suggesting that you can't. So when did you last stop? When did you pause, like you pause a video or a DVD? When did you put yourself on pause? When was the last time you put yourself on pause and just stopped? So you had nothing going on in your mind. You had nothing to do, because the things that we feel we have to do are only because we're putting pressure on ourselves to do so. Or our environmental factors, be it work or so forth, children, influence our environmental factors, okay? There's lots of variables in pausing, okay? So when was the last time you just stopped right now and just paused and felt how you felt, thought what you thought, noticed what you thought, and really touched base with yourself and actually really listened, not just going, oh yeah, I don't like this dickhead. He's winding me up, or she's winding me up, or I don't like this part of my life, and I don't like that part of my life, and you know, stuck with it. Actually stuck with that feeling instead of then jumping out, oh, I've got this to do now, let's leave that thought there. What we need to do is be in that present moment and notice what it is we're feeling and thinking, and inject action into what it is and get it resolved. Because that's the only way to get it resolved, is by injecting action into those thoughts and feelings that you're having. Otherwise, in 20, 30, 40 years' time, you're still going to be having those issues within your life. And the only person to blame is you, because you never actually resolved them. But yet you keep moaning about it. Yet you keep complaining to yourself about the same person or the same people or the same job or the same situation or same circumstances. But you're the only one to blame, because you haven't taken action on what it is. And human beings, we love to complain. We love to complain. But what we don't love to do is put action into the issues and thoughts. We try and push them away and forget they're there. And then we slowly get weighed down by all this stuff, all this shit It's like you're getting a big rucksack and I don't like this person. He can go in my shitty rucksack, and I don't like my job feeling. That can go in a shitty rucksack. And all these things we carry around with us on a day-to-day basis, and you don't notice until you get so fucking tired. And then it all comes out the rucksack. It's like, look at me, I need sorting out. I need resolving. It's screaming at you to do something about it, but we never do. So it's important that we learn how to pause. And that's what this, there's so many podcasts around what we're talking about today. And the last podcast, you know, there'll be four or five, roughly. I thought there was going to be three, but in deep context, there's going to be a lot more. So we need to start learning how to touch base with ourselves and techniques to do that. You don't necessarily have to meditate, but you can. Do you know what? If you become mindful and be in a present moment in time, even twice a day, the effects of that are fantastic. So, you know, I went on the last podcast and I said, you know, one way to be in a present moment is just to stand in front of a mirror or see your reflection if you're shopping in a window and pretend you're looking so you don't look like a complete knobhead. And look at your reflection in a window. Feel your feet on the floor. Hear the noises around you. Remind yourself what day it is. Remind yourself what roughly the time is. And just pause. Just stand still for a minute and pause. Let life pass you by. Let people pass you by. Let the noises pass you by. Just focus on yourself and your reflection in that mirror or that window. And take a deep breath just for 1 minute and then let go. That's one simple way of bringing yourself into the present moment. The reason we touch base with ourselves and all these messages come through about what we need to sort out in the present moment is because we're allowing our brain to stop. And because it's paused, we can then hear the messages that are hidden in the background. Like it's like the sun. The sun's always there, even though the clouds are there, yeah? The clouds are covering up the sun, but the sun's always there. That's the same with problems that you and issues you need to sort out. The clouds are you, your busy life and all this hecticness that you put around yourself. And the sun is the things you need to address, covered up by all this hecticness. Yeah, it's not going to go. And when you clear the clouds, that's being mindful. That's being in a present moment so you can actually see the stuff you need to deal with. Yeah, if that makes sense. So when we go into the present moment and we are mindful about what we're doing, where we are, everything around us, we can even lie in our bed and just pause, set your time for one fucking minute and just stop for 1 minute. Sit on your bed and notice what feelings your body's feeling. You know, start on your head and scan like your body, scan from the top of your head all the way down. Don't get involved in the feelings, just or the sensations. Just notice what's there. Well, my head is fuzzy, and you know my jaw's quite tense. We'll let that go. My shoulders are quite tense, so we'll let that drop right now. And then move on to the chest area and the stomach. Any sensations? Just notice them. Any move down to the pelvis and the leg area, down the bottom of the leg and to the feet. Just pause for 1 minute. Literally for 1 minute, just pause twice a day. And the benefits from that are unreal. And when you learn to pause, you can then learn to pause for slightly longer. Start at a minute, then work to two, then work to three. I only maximum do it for five. And the more time we learn to do that, we can then notice what it is we need to resolve in our lives. And they will come from feelings or thoughts about people. And we need to take note of what we're thinking and what we're feeling. Write them down calmly and just, you know, don't rush. It's about stopping in this busy, hectic life of yours just for a moment in time. Write down what it is that you don't like. Write down what it is who you think's a bellend. Write down who's affecting you. Write down what situation you don't like and what you do want to change. Listen to your intuition. Listen to what your body's telling you. Listen to what your mind's telling you. Write them down. By doing that, you can't just stand up and go, well, fuck that, I've done it now. and move on with a busy life. You've got it there in paper, but you can do it calmly, and then you can look at that next time you're being mindful and go, right, well, let's start on the first one. I'm having problems with this. Now let's start addressing it. Let's work out a way to get this gone so we can lessen our rucksack of shit on our back that we're carrying around all day long, because that's what we like to do. And we can deal with them one by one by one, yeah? But first of all, let's not complicate things. Learn in your life to stop. Doesn't matter what sounds are around you, it's sounds of life. You can pause and stop at any time. Lock yourself in a toilet. Do you know what I mean? Anything. Just stop for 1 minute. Feel your feet on the floor. Just listen to the sounds. Yeah. Listen to what your body's doing. Notice what your body's doing. Remember what day it is. Remember what time it is. Relax and just let go now. Yeah. So, you know, we can do these techniques, and we can learn, and we can practice them, because it does take practice. It doesn't all come all of a sudden. It's not sort of sudden, I can do this for 5 minutes time now because Dave can. It's taken me a while to even do it to 5 minutes. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, I have to make the effort to do this, and you have to make the effort to do this. Set an alarm, and then just go. Or if you're going to the toilet, go to the toilet. And just sit on a toilet, or make excuse that you need a toilet, but you don't. You just want to get away. And just turn off and just pause and start pausing, pressing that pause button on your life. When you come back in to reality, you're going to be so much more able to handle things. Just honestly, just on 1 minute of pausing and stopping in your life, and noticing what your body's doing, what your mind's doing, what sensations are in your body. You know, you'll have thoughts there. When you first start doing this, don't, when you're doing it for like 30 seconds, a minute, don't get involved in the thoughts. Just notice the thoughts. So if you're thinking stuff, I'm thinking stuff. Say to yourself, I'm thinking stuff. If you're feeling fuzzy in your head, I'm feeling fuzzy in my head. And just go through. Start at the very basics of pausing and noticing what is going on within your body. And then we'll progress through. But we'll progress through on the podcast, like the next one I'm going to do. Okay, it's going to be teaching you how to notice what it is that what your body's telling you need to change, and it needs your attention. And when we do that and we write them down, even just do it one at a time. You don't have to do the whole list to start off with. You know, if I'd have done that, I'd have had 2,000 things written in a book of all the shit I needed to sort out. So start at one thing. Oh, well, I don't feel like I'm able to communicate or say how I feel. Done. Stop. That's enough. And then write that down. And then once you've done that, you don't have to say, you can do a list, but when you're more able to kind of be mindful for longer, but just start with one to begin with, maybe, and then work on that. Look at it every single day, a couple of times a day. Well, how am I going to overcome this? What is it about this issue? What's causing this issue? Is it me? Does it come from me? Is it my environmental factors with other people around me? Or what is it? Or is it my past? Or is it, you know, what is it? And deal with it. I will be going through podcasts on how to deal with negative emotions from the past and negative beliefs from the past. You know, and we'll work your way through to being even more amazing than you already are right now. I hope, in some extent, it's quite a complicated podcast, and I hope you've managed to follow me. Maybe you know, I'm not suggesting that you listen to it again and really get an understanding, get a grip of what I'm trying to communicate to you here. If you've got any questions, then fire them at me, and I'll you know, break them down. I'll break it down for you. But you don't have to, you know, to be mindful. You can do it anywhere. You can do it in the middle of the town centre. No one needs to know what you're doing. You can pretend you're looking in a shop window. That looks nice. And literally just stand there and see your reflection. So you're looking at your reflection in the shop window, not at what the product is in front of you. It's about that focus, that pausing. And honestly, try it. Give it a go. It makes a massive, massive difference. And mentally as well, gives you a mental break. And you might think, well, 1 minute, that's shit. No, it's not. It really isn't. Because what you'll find is that, you know, they say 20 minutes of sleep is worth 3 hours. Well, 1 minute of this is probably worth an hour's break. Yeah. You probably, that 1 minute of doing this to start off with, you probably don't do all day. You probably really don't do that all day. So that 1 minute is like priceless, you know, and then we'll increase it to 2 minutes and 3 minutes and 4 minutes and 5 minutes. You can do this. If I can do this, I promise you, you can do this. So let's start. Let's everyone start just by spending a minute. Just spend a minute. If you can do longer, fantastic. And just focus and just be mindful on where you are, what day it is, how you're feeling, what time it is, any sensations in the body. Just become more in the present moment, okay? And then we'll pick up on the next podcast that I'll get done tomorrow or the day after, okay? Right. Thanks very much for listening. Any questions, fire them through to me. And our name is Dave Charlton, NLP Therapies. I hope you have an amazing morning, day or afternoon, depending on where you are in this big wide world of ours. And I'll touch base with you very soon. You guys take care.